Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Mikita Oliver. Joining me for today's Sport Wednesday is actor and comedian Meggie Foster. Meggie, you're a huge sports person.
Oh, love it. I'm so good at sport. I can't wait.
There are 15 points across 12 questions. Let's quiz. Question number one, true or false, squash is an Olympic sport?
Well, there's only two answers, isn't there? I'm going to say true.
Incorrect.
Oh, there you go.
It's false. It's not an Olympic sport. I did not know that. I love squash. Question number two. Which American soccer team is owned by David Beckham?
American soccer team. I actually probably do know this in my head. Like, give us a moment.
Yeah, take your time.
I don't know. The answer is I don't know.
Fair enough. The correct answer is Inter Miami.
Ah, oh, there you go.
Question number three. Which venue is referred to as the home of cricket?
In England?
Yes.
Lord's Cricket Ground.
Correct.
Yes. So, and I knew that one because it's in St John's Wood, isn't it, in London?
Yeah, correct answer is Lord's. Question number four. The FIFA Club World Cup takes place in which month?
Oh, I've got a guess out 12, haven't I? yeah. I'm going to say...
That's how I'd approach this question.
Yeah. I'm going to say September.
Close. The correct answer is December. Oh. End of the year.
Damn.
Question number five. Since 1910, baseball seasons, as well as the World Series, have been opened by an acting or former president throwing the first pitch. Which president has the record of throwing 12 opening baseball pitches?
Which? John F. Kennedy.
Incorrect. I'm afraid we're looking for George W.
George W. Bush.
Damn. George W. Question number six. Juan Martin Del Potro is a tennis player, but what nationality is he?
Oh, he sounds...
Juan Martin Del Potro.
Del Potro. That's going to give me a guess. Well, Juan is Spanish. Mm. So it's either going to be there or Brazil, isn't it? Let's go for Brazil.
Cool. Correct answer, I'm afraid, is Argentinian.
Oh, that's
but you were
well.
You were totally going
I was
in the right
on
direction.
The right side of the world.
You were.
Okay.
Question number seven. In Gavin and Stacey, what London football club does Smithy support? You've had to have watched it, basically. Do you?
I know. I wasn't ever like hooked on it, but I've done like scenes from Gavin and Stacey, and my sister watches it.
Oh, okay then. What London football club does Smithy support? Gavin and Stacey.
London, Arsenal.
Oh, incorrect. The correct answer is West Ham. Question number eight. Which Olympic throwing event has the current world record of 98.48 metres?
Okay, so I'm going to order. So we've got a few. We've got the shot put, javelin. We've got, what else did you throw? A ball. javelin.
Correct. The answer is javelin. Well done. I really like when you get a sports one, right?
No, it's never going to happen in my life.
Question number nine. This is football, Meggie. How many yards are there between the penalty spot and the goal line?
Penalty spot and the goal line?
Yeah. How many yards are there?
It's not that far. I've seen on a pitch. Let's go 10.
Oh, correct answer is 12.
Oh,
question number 10, and this is for 1 point, and it's about rugby. There have been four different winners of the Six Nations Championship since it became the Six Nations in the year 2000. but can you name one of the two nations who've never won it? Can you name one of the two nations that have never won the Six Nations Championship?
Okay. Well, Wales probably have, because my granddad's Wales and Welsh and he loves. Scotland.
Yes, correct. Yes. Correct. Nicely done. You could also add Italy.
Oh.
Question number 11 for 2 points. Apart from London, can you name two cities that host Grand Slam tennis tournaments?
France. Paris.
Paris, French Open, correct. Can you do another one?
Opens. Let's think tennis. Australia?
I'm going to need a city name.
Melbourne?
Yes, correct. Whoa! Correct. So you have Paris and Melbourne. You could have also had New York. Well done. Ah. 2 points. Done.
Yes.
Question number 12, your final in your sports quiz for 3 points. Can you name any three positions on a netball team?
Yes, I can. Goal attack, wing defence and centre.
Correct. Someone played netball.
Yes, I did. I was always goal defence.
I was always goal defence. Are you tall?
I'm so short.
I thought it was because I'm 5'8" I thought that's why I always got sent there, but all I did was spend my time jumping up and down doing that wave thing.
I know, but all our tall players are goal shooter and goal attack.
Oh, so I just got bad end of the stick.
I was just like feisty and like, get off my ball.
Yeah, I like it. Netball's fun.
I love netball. It's great.
Your score at the end of your Sport Wednesday is 8 points. That is not too bad.
How? I don't know. That's the best I've done. Oh my gosh, I'm so impressed with myself.
That is the best you've done. We're going to talk Meggie through her points after this break.
Hello, I'm Geraint Thomas.
And I'm Tom Fordyce.
And this is your official invite to come and join our brand new cycling club.
Now, good news, it's a podcast too. So you can come and listen to us, try and build this club from scratch. And we'll have a few familiar faces joining us for the ride too. Right, G, time to tell everyone what we've called this club.
Well, we thought long and hard about this. So we came up with a strong, original name that really stands out. The Geraint Thomas Cycling Club.
Yeah, I suppose it's easy to remember at least, isn't it? We will have new episodes for you every single Tuesday.
Come and join us.
Who would have thought that you'd have your most successful quiz on a sports day?
I have. That is so... I was so worried about that, Ram. Love that.
But when we talked about netball, you said that you did play. Did you play any other sports as a kid?
I did. I played lacrosse and rounders. Yeah, they were like the sports that I played. And
lacrosse
swam.
Can get quite, I mean, you've got a stick.
Yeah, stick in the air, you're like running around, like throwing at people. It's quite dangerous. And we never had those face masks that they play with in America. We just had gum shields. My teeth did get knocked quite a few times, but.
Is that a lovely school in the English countryside that was
it's in Oxford. Yeah, I was. It was in Oxfordshire, where, like, not too far from my parents live now.
Yeah, I think you've got to be in the countryside and then it's on the curriculum, and I would have always loved to have played.
Yeah, it's quite feisty. It was fun.
Definitely. Meggie Foster, well done. 8 points on your sports day. Don't know how you did it.
Neither do I.
Thank you. And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends as well. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. Let us know where you're listening and what you're doing while you're listening, whether it's walking the dog, watering the plants, or getting on the bus. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.